Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Watching dear ones dream come true, well, not quite. No rolling thunder, no missiles, no automatons in uniform. We were awestruck by the happy, clear-eyed faces in the crowd. Thousands of families, teenagers, grandparents, ordinary DC denizens, smiling, waving, cheering, believing, or wanting so much to believe that the difference between what they actually believed and what was really presented to the world was gigantic. We did learn a few things. Professor Trump, he who never reads, in fact, can read. Letter perfectly. From the teleprompters in front of him, the words, the works of unnamed scribes whose task was to make the U.S. a vision of harmony and happiness. We doubt he retained little of the history lesson he was determined to propagate to the unknown millions of viewers around the globe. So much of it had to be news to him. Real news, not fake. But we could not ignore the happy faces, the broad smiles, the affirmative shouts, the cheering for deeds long forgotten and often never known. The people on the mall wanted to believe every word dear one uttered from behind plate glass protective barriers. The speech itself was long, 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 and boring. Not a recitation of bravery and heart, of determination and drive, but its listeners were sold on the goodness, the valor, indeed on the future of the USA. All those perfect teeth, those heartwarming arms around children's shoulders, the children on their father's shoulders, astonishingly well-fed and clothed and devout. Few shots of identifiable immigrants in Texas or DC, fewer still of quiet bodies lying on the sands of Yemen and Afghanistan, none of floodwaters or wildfires, none of children scavenging dumpsters, none that we saw of tattooed gang members, no Narcan saves, no folding infrastructure, no teachers spending from their own pockets to keep their students moving towards understanding, no AI robots in gigantic warehouses, no single parents working three jobs to keep their children dry and fed and safe. No fading seniors growing thinner by the hour, undergoing living conditions they could never in their lives have imagined. No photographs of imprisoned immigrants throughout the country, no shots of thousands of inmates of color serving time, rightly or wrongly, no portraits of corrupt politicians on a perp walk, not a hit of identification being bought and sold for the benefit of big business. No darkening skies, thanks to coal-fired machinery, but lots of mention and recognition of men and women of military aggression. Could there also have been a peacemaker in there? We learned one thing more. Between the reality of Mr. Trump's administration and the nation itself, there is a vast gap. As he has systematically sought to defenestrate American democracy, he's able to walk and chew gum at the same time, which is to say, he can divide his attention between what's real and what's not and live with that difference. Better than most of us could. Not for him, guilt that would keep him awake after he tears up treaties that might save some of our future. Not for him, guilt that would be night and day between his children and everyone else's. Not for him the guilt that should descend in huge mountainous clouds aiming to destroy the goodness and purpose of our nation. He doesn't care who believes what he says. He just keeps saying it. Whether our allies have half a chance at believing or even deciphering his plans for the future of the world, if such he has, is no concern of his. What matters to him is himself, his fancies, his childhood dream of becoming the most powerful man on the face of the earth, and that his acolytes believe this. He'll spend anything, his money, our money, to persuade his followers that the man they follow does indeed wear clothes. Wow. Is that going to surprise a nation that has ceded its brain to Dr. Frankenstein? I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.